lose their power. Well, let me invite you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Romans. As you know, we have been walking through a series on spiritual gifts. And as we've been dealing with spiritual gifts, I hope you have made it your business to jot down, take notes, as we have been studying through this particular book of the Bible or through this particular passage in the book of Romans, because, you know, the truth about it is every single one of us have a spiritual gift. Now, if somebody asks you, what is your spiritual gift, what would you say? You say, well, now, I just don't know if I have a spiritual gift. Well, yes, you do, because the God that created you said to every person that is a child of the living God, He has given to you a spiritual gift. And we've already looked at some of the gifts. We've looked at the gift of teaching, the gift of prophecy, the gift of exhortation. And this morning we're going to look at that person who has the gift of giving. One of the things that we probably never have heard, and we've not heard enough series on spiritual gifts, we all come at things from different vantage points when it comes to our life. And sometimes we may wonder, well, why does so-and-so come at things from that way? And why does this person, all he sees is needs and things to be done around this church. And this person, all he wants to do is teach. Well, every one of us are gifted differently. Every single one of us have different gifts, have different talents. And the God who created you wants you to utilize your talent. Why? Because someday you're going to stand in His presence. And then when you stand in His presence, He is going to evaluate your life. He's going to evaluate my life on what did I do with the spiritual gift that God gave me. So in the book of Romans chapter 12, if you'll turn there, you know, Jesus said on over in the Gospel of Matthew, back in the Gospel of Matthew, He said, you know, don't lay up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust corrupt, but where thieves break through and steal. But He did say, He said, lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. Now, when you utilize your spiritual gift, you'll be amazed at how much life is easier. You enjoy doing things because you're working from your area of giftedness. So if you'll look in Romans chapter 12, and let's look in verses 6, 7, and 8 once again. We've been in this passage, but it's so important because you need to understand what your gift is, where your gift is, and to put it into practice. Paul is talking to the saints, and he says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Now, Paul is making it very clear in this passage of Scripture. He's saying, every one of us, saved by the grace of God, God has given to us a gift. So what that means is this, first and foremost, if you are not a child of God, then you are not in that area, and you need to come to faith in Jesus Christ. You need to invite Christ into your life because, listen, after this life is over, there is an eternity awaiting for you that the, you know, words cannot put into human language or adequately what you're going to face because you don't know Christ. And for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you and I need to understand that just as God saved you, God has a purpose in your life, in His church. And when you think about it, every one of us, we have, you know, just enough facilities. You know, we have enough fingers on each hand and thumb, and we have all of the evidence on each of our bodies so that it will run right. In other words, there's enough. You know, we have the equipment that God wants us to have so we can be fully what He wants us to be. Well, the same is true when it comes to the church. Now, every one of us don't have the same type of gifts, and I hope you have been asking yourself, and I pray the Spirit of God reminds you that if you're a child of God, you do have a spiritual gift. But this morning, we're going to look at that person who has the gift of giving. Now, you say, well, you know, now wait just a minute. I just don't understand. What does it mean? You know, we're all to give, and the Bible does make that very true, that every one of us are to give. We're to give of our time. We're to give of our resources. But in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, God makes it abundantly clear that He has put some in the church who have the spiritual gift of giving. And it's not just the avenue of resource, of financial resources, but that person who has the gift of giving. Listen to what Paul says. He says, every one of us have different gifts, verse 6, but him that has the gift of giving, he said, let him give. Let him do it with simplicity. And he talks about how he ought to give. So how does the Bible, what does the Bible say about this person who has the spiritual gift of giving? Now, let me say this. There are some individuals in the life of the Lord's church that it seems like they have the ability and they have resources and they have financial resources. And one of the things that you find out if you study Scripture very carefully, a wise person, the Bible says, he or she does have financial resources. Why? Because one, they don't spend it all. They don't, they don't invest wisely, but they learn to use their finances wisely according to the dictates of God's Word. And that person who has the gift of giving, there is something about him or her. A person who serves, they look at things from the vantage point of serving. That person who teaches from the avenue of declaring the truth, and the prophet, he looks at it from a different way. But that person who has the gift of giving, they look at things from a little different vantage point. And I want to share with you some of the principles this morning that are a part of the person's life. Now, Paul is talking to the saints of God in Rome. And he is saying to every one of you, he says, some of you have a gift, and that gift is the gift of giving. So what is Paul saying to that first century church? Well, some of them had financial resources that others did not. And it's not to brag about your financial resources. But one of the things that God does in the life of his church, he will put somebody in the fellowship or somebody's in the fellowship that he has given them the gift of giving. And so he gives them financial resources. And there are some things about their life. There's some things about their disposition. And if you'll follow along, here's some of the principles about that person who has the gift of giving. Now, one of the things about a person who has the gift of giving, they're very sensitive to someone's needs. One of the character traits of that person who has this gift, they want to be sensitive to other people's needs. They want to be sensitive. If somebody has a need and they're trying to be faithful in the life of the Lord's church and they come across some need in their life, this person with the gift of giving, they may say, you know what, the Lord's just laid on my heart. I need to give you this, or I need to pass this on to you. Why? Because that's their spiritual gift. They want to know that they're a part of somebody else's life and they're a blessing. They're not out to make a name for themselves, but that is their spiritual gift. And I've been in churches down through the years before I came here, and I think about people that I go back and I think, this person is that one who had the spiritual gift of giving in this church and in this church and in this church. Why? Because God puts them in the fellowship so that they can meet and minister to needs that maybe nobody else is even aware of. And you see, Paul says, I want you to understand that every one of us have a gift. If your gift is teaching, then you need to understand what the gift is in that. But if your gift is the gift of giving, you may be saying, Pastor, you're speaking right down my alley because I just love to help meet people's needs. I don't have a lot of money, but I love to help people along the way. And you know, there are those people that are that way, and they're not doing it for show. They're not doing it for anything except they realize by the power of God, God has given them the spiritual gift of giving. You know, we live in a world that is so bent on finances and, you know, you got to tell me everything about you before I'll give you a penny. Well, that's not the way a person is who has the gift of giving. And Paul said there's some in the fellowship, they've got the gift of giving. And Matthew is an example that that Paul thought about and Jesus talked about. Matthew was a tax collector. And can you imagine what happens when a tax collector comes to know Jesus Christ and is changed from the inside out? I mean, all that money that Matthew wanted to keep for himself, he realized that that money came into his life so he could be a blessing. You see, a person who has the gift of giving, here's what they do. It's not how much I keep, but how much do I need? It's how much does God want me to retain for myself so I can invest the rest of it in the lives of others? I think about R.G. Letourneau. R.G. Letourneau was the designer of Caterpillar. And R.G. Letourneau, God gave him the ability to dream up machinery. In other words, a lot of the caterpillars that you see are the original design of a man by the name of R.G. Letourneau. One night he got up, he had a dream of a tremendous earth-moving machine, and he drew the roughs of it. And one of the realities about R.G. Letourneau is this, and Caterpillar got a lot of his drawings and a lot of his ideas, and they became very big. But finally, he decided that, you know, I don't need all this money, and he lived on 10% of all the revenues he had, and he had ample to do with then. You see, one of the things about him was he had the gift of giving. He would give it away. Why? Because it was a spiritual gift. And you see, if you have the spiritual gift of giving, it is your heart's desire to be a blessing to others. You're not, you're not hurting others. You don't want to offend others. But that person who has the spiritual gift of giving, they yearn to be a blessing, and they yearn to be sensitive. You know, sometimes maybe you've had somebody come into your life and they just walk into your life and say, you know what, I just feel like I want to hand this to you. And maybe they hand you a check or hand you an envelope and it's got some money in it, and maybe you're afraid to take it. But you realize that if you don't take it, you're going to hurt that person's feelings. And that very well could be that that is their gift. Well, second of all, you know, those who have the gift of giving, first, they're sensitive. And second of all, those who, with the gift of giving, they want to feel a part of the work of God. You know, sometimes somebody will say to me, Pastor, you know, I want to be a part of this work. What will it cost? What will it cost to do this and to do that? What are we looking at financially? And you know what they're saying? They're saying, you know what? God has laid it upon my heart, and I want to be a part of this. And they see it because God has blessed them, and that is their spiritual gift. It may not be that they've got $1 million laying around the house, but that is their spiritual gift. They want to be a part of the work. I remember hearing a preacher say one time, and somebody called him. He said, "You never say anything about finances or about financial resources." He said, "Does your church need any money?" Can you imagine, church family, imagine somebody calling and say, Pastor, does your church need any money? Well, this man called up and he asked this pastor, and he said, well, I want to send you all some money. And I believe it was to the tune, if I'm not mistaken, between $1 and $2 million. But listen, he didn't want his name named. He didn't want anybody to say anything. Why? Because he wanted to be a blessing. Now, the Bible says you have a God-given gift. Now, if you never exercise your God-given gift, and your gift is the gift of giving, then think about this. Think about the people that you have missed out on being a blessing to. Think about, and you say, well, you know, I really want to give. I feel compelled to give. I feel like that's my spiritual gift. But you see, one of the things that happens is we live in such a materialistic world, and sometimes Satan talks us right out of the blessings of God. Listen, Paul said to these saints, he said, it is God who's gifted you. You're not gifted of yourself. You're not gifted of anybody else. You're gifted of holy God. Now, let me ask you a question. When I stand in the judgment before holy God, am I going to give account for being called to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Amen? Am I going to give account? Yes, I am. Am I going to give account for how I did and what I did, and how I studied and how seriously I preached his word? Yes, I will be. Well, every one of us are going to be called into account. How did I invest my gift? What did I do with my gift? Now, let me say this. If you are squandering your gift, I'm trying to help you prepare for judgment. If you're squandering your gift, you're not going to really enjoy standing in the presence of Jesus. If you have been given the gift of giving and you think, well, I want to, but I don't want to. Listen, it's not between you and this church and me and you and this church. It's between you and God. And the bottom line is, someday, some point in time, you will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and you will give an account unto him. And he will know what you've done with your gifts. He will know if you've squandered or used them wisely, invested them. And you know, Jesus even spoke about the area of even financial use. You know, when he talked about the three servants, he said, well done to the one with 10 talents. And he said, well done to the one with five. But that person with the one that went and hid his talent and didn't want to do it, he said, thou wicked and slothful servant. And you see, one of the things you and I need to be aware of is God has given us gifts, and God expects you and me to utilize our God-given gifts. And, when it comes to the gift of giving, he expects that person with the gift of giving to do it, you know, out of the goodness of what they've been given from him, as well as that person who has the gift of teaching and that person who has the gift of exhortation. Well, look at number three. Those who have the gift of giving, and if this is you, one of the things you find out, and you'll understand it, they yearn to give of the highest quality. And I've found this in people who I know who have the gift of giving. And I may say something like this. I said, now, you know, we can get this one. It costs a little bit more. We can get this one. He said, why would we want to give God anything second class? And sometimes a person with the gift of giving, they get right straight. They say, well, why would we want to give God second class stuff? You know what? A person with the gift of giving, here's what they want to give of the highest quality because, listen, we didn't get a second class salvation. Amen. We got a first-class salvation. God's going to take us not to a second-class eternity, not to a second-class heaven, but to a first-class. Why is it we talk a lot of time about giving God second-class, second-hand stuff? And you see, a person who has the gift of giving, they want to give of the highest quality because they want to honor and please God. And you see, every one of us have things that we can give unto God. And it doesn't say that, you know, every one of us ought to be giving of ourselves and, you know, ought to be giving of our life and our time and our energies. But the person who has the gift of giving, here is something different about them. Let me explain. They see what the other persons cannot see. They see needs that other people will not notice. They will say, for example, a person may be coming to church. And does that person have a coat? I notice they never come. They never have a coat on. And I'm just pulling that out of the air. Or does this person have, and they'll go on, well, I just noticed that. Could I provide that and you just let my name be anonymous? You know why? Because a person with the gift of giving, they want to do it and they want to do it unto God. They want to do it for His glory and they want to give a high priority and high quality. Listen, that person with the gift of giving, if you talk to him and say, well, you know what? We're not going to get the best. Listen, they feel insulted. Here's why. The Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do it as unto the Lord. And that's what they know, that what I do, I'm doing it as unto the Lord. And I want it to be quality. I want it to be high priority. Well, Paul said, you've been given a gift, and those with the gift of giving, not only do they want to give high quality, but look at number four. One of the things they hope that their giving has been an answer to prayer. And I can tell you this is absolutely the case that I've seen with people with this spiritual gift. I've had some people that I know who had the gift of giving, and they've come across my life, and I've said, you know what? There's no way that you could have known this. There's no way that you could have been told this because I didn't tell anybody but the Father. And when I tell them, there is something exhilarating about their life. There is something exciting about their life because they realize, you know what? I have done something specifically for the Lord. I have met this need. And they want to do it as unto the Lord. You know, Paul says, if you've got the gift of giving, and what he meant in another translation says, God has given some people the ability to make money and to make a lot of money. But let me ask you this. If God's given you the ability to make money and to make a lot of money, if you dare think that God has given you the ability to make money and to make a lot of money, and He wants you to keep it to yourself, to hoard it to yourself, to give it, you know, where nobody else, then listen, you are totally misunderstanding Scripture. Because what He says in the Gospel of Luke, and you've got it in your outline, but just turn back to the Gospel of Luke a minute in our passage of Scripture. Luke 6:38, or you can look at it in your bulletin. I just want to read the verse because it's in line with what message is this morning in part. Look at verse 38. What's the first word in verse 38? Give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the, say the next two words, same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. You know what Jesus is saying through Luke? And these are the words. Jesus said, you know what? That person who has the spirit of giving, they realize that the more they give away, the more they have. You know why? Because here is a biblical principle. You say, Pastor, how does it work? I'm going to tell you in detail. I don't know. But here's what God says. You give, and the more you give away, it's going to come back. Let me give you an example out of the fleshly world. Let's say you get in a fight with somebody and you want to give them, and two little kids get in a little fight and they get in a fracas and they start punching one another. One gives a punch. What does the other one get? Gets a punch right back. And that's out of the carnal world. Listen, God says you give and And it will come back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Paul was wanting these saints in the early church. He said, I want you to realize that the God who has given you has given to you so you can give away to others. It is so sad when so many individuals say, well, you know what? I'm just not going to because, and they elaborate, but listen to what Jesus said. You give and it. What does the word it mean? It means exactly what it says. Listen, whatever you give away, that's going to come back. And you know the person who has the gift of giving? Here's what they are learning, and they have learned. The more I give away, it seems like God just blesses me, and I've had people say, you know, Pastor, you know, I just want to be a blessing. I just want to be a blessing. And I give away, and it seems like it just keeps coming back to me. And God just keeps blessing my life. Why? Because, let me ask you a question. Can you stop the principles of the Word of God from working? No. So here's what God says. What put your name there in the front of it? Benny, you give and it'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give into your bosom? Now here's the reality. When a person gives away, if he has the spiritual gift of giving, here's what he finds. He may get a refund and rebate. Doctors may send him a check, or he just finds it comes back in many different ways. And you see, here's what Paul is saying. Paul says, as you give away, some of you have been given the gift. Why? Because God wants his kingdom advanced. And you see, we've been given resources. We've been given finances. God wants his kingdom advanced. And what he does is he gives into the life of some so that they can be a blessing. And I tell you, I've found it in different situations where you just think, okay, Lord, you do it, and you just watch the principles at work. You watch his truth at work. Give and it'll be given back to you. And so another reality about the gift of giving is those who desire to give, look at number 5. Those who desire to give, they really want to do it in secret. You know, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you passed off a gift and you said to somebody, now I don't want you to tell, you know, I want you to give this to so-and-so, but don't you dare tell them who gave it. You see, one of the realities about a person who has the gift of giving is they don't want anybody to know. Why? Because it is something that God has given to them. They've given them that spiritual gift. They don't want to boast about it, brag about it, talk about it. They want to do it of their free will. They want to do it secretly. They don't want to be boasted about it. They don't want their name mentioned on a platform. They just want to do it, and they realize as they give away, listen, there is fulfillment. Listen to me very carefully. When you follow the principles of Scripture and you obey the Word of God, have you ever noticed, Lord, as I obey your Word, how I feel? What happens on the inside of me, how all those wonderful sensations you get in your heart and your spirit because you've done what the God of the Bible says. And you see, that's what happens when that person has that spirit of giving. You know, sometimes the person who has the spirit of giving and the gift of giving think, well, you know what? I can ask him because she just gives away. They must have a lot of money. No, in real truth, they may not have a whole lot of money. They may be very thrifty themselves. But you know what they love to do? They love to spy out and meet needs. They love to see, and they love to be a blessing. You know why? Listen, real carefully, and you can't understand this because unless you're a pastor. But I can't tell you how excited I get in preaching the Word of God. That is why it is so hard for me to stop the message at 1 o'clock. No, I take that back. It's hard to stop about 12. And let me just say again, not to scare you, but you say, well, now, wait a minute. You've not been here for 2 weeks. And I said, I'm so excited about the 2 hours I get to preach. No, I just want to remind you that Lynn has a sign up there that when it's 12 o'clock, I said, put the sign up so I won't have to look at my watch. And then she, when it's 12:15, I get the red sign. You know, so I get the red sign. She holds that up. Listen, but whenever you use your gift, let me just talk to those of you who have the gift of teaching. Don't you get excited when you teach? Amen? You know, you use your gift of teaching, or those of you who have the gift of service, you know there's joy, there's tranquility, there's happiness. That's what happens when you use your gift. Now, let me ask you a question. Did God create you to live a bored life? No. One of the reasons why so many individuals are missing out on life is they don't use their God-given gift. They come to church, pastor, give me a good message so I can go out till the next Sunday and then come and give me another good message. But they never use their God-given gift. Please listen to me carefully. You're going to die someday. You're going to stand in the presence of Jesus, and you alone will give an account to God what you've done with your gift. And so many individuals squander it and waste it. And they say, well, I don't have a gift. Yes, you do. God of Scripture has made it very clear. You have a spiritual gift in which you can use to bring glory to Him. And so, you know, a person who has that spiritual gift of giving, they want to do it secretly. And one of the things that you'll never hardly find out of a person who has that gift, you can pressure them all day long, but they don't take to pressure. You know, we've got so many means of manipulation anymore. I don't know about you, but every once in a while I'll get a telemarketing phone call for some money. I don't know if you ever do. And I probably shouldn't say it, but sometimes I don't answer them. I don't know if you ever get an 800 number and you ever see those on your phone and you think, I bet that's a telemarketer. And you don't pick up the phone well anyway. Now listen, person who has the gift of giving, pressure, you can talk to them, try to pressure them, but you know what? All you have to do is share the legitimate need. Share the legitimate need before them, and they love to be able to minister. And it's not that they have all the financial resources in the world, but here's, they love to be a blessing. They love to give. And you see, if sometimes they feel like their money is, they've invested in something, and they've invested in the work of the kingdom, and somebody's not been honest with them, they'll feel used, and they'll look the next time. You see, a person with the gift of giving, it's a spiritual gift. Listen to me very carefully. It is a spiritual gift that is given by God. It's not something that a person, just because he saves money, has. A spiritual gift of giving is a gift that is given by Holy God. And Holy God gives it to individuals of His choosing. And He watches how they use it. And you see, another reality, number 7. Person with that gift of giving, they just exercise thriftiness. Why? Because that's right. Now listen, it's wise to be thrifty and wise with your finances. But let me ask you a question. I want you to think about this. Are you going to give an account to God what you do with your money? Yes, we are. Are you going to give an account to God if you have stolen from Him? Oh, yes, we are. You see, here's the reality, and I want to say this, and I say it in love. Only God knows in how many churches around the world there are thieves before the sight of God. You say, whoa, now wait just a minute, Pastor, what are you saying? If I am saved by the grace of God, and I know that the tithe is the Lord's, and that's just the beginning part. When you get to the New Testament, it's not just the tithe, it's your whole body. You see, the Bible says you're bought with a price. That means your body's bought. You've been completely bought. You don't want what you deserve, because you and I deserve. But you see, we want to try to stumble, get out of this accountability. You know, I can do with my life and my resources what I want. I just want you to listen to me carefully, and I want to say this. I won't dwell on it. You may think that is completely inaccurate according to the Word of God. You don't just give account of your life. You don't just give account of your words. You give account of your financial resources. You see, I've been around long enough to know this. Now listen. Would the church have any financial problems if people didn't? If people tithed, if the membership of God's church tithed completely. Now, but what I'm talking about is receiving the blessings of God. You see, here's what Jesus said in Luke 6:38. I want to say it again. Give, and it shall be given back to you. You see, here's the reality. When I stand in the presence of God, God's going to look. Not what did I do only with my words, what did I do with my time, my energies. But Benny, there's this person that came by your life. You had the resources, and you chose not to help. Let me ask you a question. How can you square that in your heart if you're a child of the living God? You say, well, I don't know all their needs. But the Spirit of God relays to your heart, you need to do something. You see, here's what Paul was saying to these saints. He says, every one of us have a gift. Your gift is given by Holy God. Now listen to me very carefully. Holy God will hold you accountable. You see, it's not just what I do today and tomorrow, but it's what do I do with all of my life. And you see, here's what he says. If I hoard, he can't give. Whatever I give away, it's going to come back. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Person with the spirit of giving, you know, they give away. And they realize it's sort of like a lake. They give away and it just seems to always come back. Always come back. Because they've learned this principle. God is always at work. You know, one of the things we try to do is we try to figure God out. Well, God, I don't have much money. I want to tell you something. I have never figured out how 90% goes further than 100%. But it does. And 85% goes further. And you see a person with the gift of giving, they may be thrifty, but here's one thing they want to do. They want to be a blessing, and they want to do the right thing before God. You see, here's the reality. Every one of us are marching closer to eternity. Charlotte and I was talking this morning, as maybe some of us watched and you saw the late Senator Kennedy put to rest. Charlotte and I was talking, you know, every one of us are going to die. And we're all getting closer. What does God have to say about me? What does God have to say about you? You know what? When we stand in His presence, we'll know. And we really know if we use this life and waste it and don't invest. That person who has that gift of giving, you see, one of the things that happens, and I found this, and look at the last principle, number 8. Those with the gift of giving, they motivate others to give. I've seen some people use this principle. They don't try to motivate me. They don't really know what they're doing, but they just come across your life and they say, you know what? They just say, you know, I just feel impressed to hand you this. And maybe you're having a hard time. Maybe some of you couples, you're having a hard time making ends meet, and you see somebody, maybe somebody in church, or maybe somebody you work with, and they come up to you and say, you know what? The Holy Spirit's just laid on my heart, or the Lord's just laid on my heart. I want to give you this envelope, and you open it up, and it's got maybe a $50 bill or a $100 bill in it. And you think, they couldn't have known my need. You see, God loves to give to you and to me. And He loves it when you're walking faithfully. One time in my first pastorate, Charlotte shared this story, and I'd really forgotten it. But there was a couple in our church, there had been a death in their family. And you know what it's like not to have two nickels rubbed together. And we needed to provide something for that family, and I thought, well. And Charlotte went to the post office. And she just happened to look down on the way to the post office, and there was a $5 bill. And she saw that $5 bill. She picked it up. She said, now I know what I can do with this $5 bill. I can get a ham for that family. Now listen, haven't most all of us been there? Amen. But you know what God loves to do? I see your need, and I want to bring somebody to intersect your life to show you somebody really cares. Because listen to me real carefully. People can say, you know what, I'm going to be praying for you. But let me tell you something. When somebody reaches in their pocket and they pull out a 1 or a 5 or a 10, had a fellow just the other morning. As I've shared with you many times, God will run me through a message either beforehand or afterwards. Brother Lowry and I was doing our walking. Fellow walked up to us and he said, any one of y'all have 27 cents? Now, I didn't ask for 25 cents or 23, or he said, you got 27 cents? And Brother Lowry didn't have any change on him, and I usually don't. And I dug in, I said, sir, I don't have, and I just happened to have. Now, listen to me real carefully. Whatever was in my pocket, I gave it to him. But listen, Haven't you ever had those difficult times and those hard times in your life, and you realize that, you know what? This person back here came to my rescue, and they showed me their love, and they showed me their kindness, and they just gave money. It's just a little money. Yeah, but it's a big thing. Because when you have a difficult time and a hard time and you're struggling, listen, maybe some of you have resources and some of you are barely making it. But you know what? If you have that gift of giving, you'll be sensitive. God will open that door to somebody else's life, and you don't want it abused. You want, but God will honor your life as you use that gift. You see, remember this. It's a gift from God. If you have the ability to know how to make money and to make a lot of money, that's a gift from God. You say, everybody can. Listen to me real carefully. No, they can't. And I'm not saying that to insult some people, but some people just barely get by, and it's not that they're trying to be, you know, unwise. They just don't have the ability to make money or to make a lot of money. And that's another way that Romans 12:6 speaks. But you see, whatever you've got, God expects faithfulness in everything. I wonder, when everything is said and done, and saint after saint stands in the presence of God, all of us included, will God look at us and will God look at you and me and say, you know, I gave you the gift of giving, but you never gave anything away. I gave you that wonderful gift of giving, and I watched, but you hoarded. And then you hear the announcement of His judgment. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. If He's given you that ability, He will call you into account for that. Friend, if you're here and you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you may say, Pastor, I don't understand what you're talking about. It's because you don't know Jesus and you don't have a spiritual gift. Because you don't receive that spiritual gift until you come to relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You know, church family would want you to know that God loves you more than you can dare comprehend, imagine, or believe. And He wants to give you the gift of eternal life today. I want to ask every head bowed, every eye closed. And I want to ask if you would to make that an altar between you and Holy God. You're here and you'd say, Pastor, I know I'm not saved. I know I'm not right with God. Friend, I want to share with you that the God of the Bible loves you with all of His heart. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you.